Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free for All Friday. Let's cut to the chase and get straight to the show. It's Free for All Friday, and this you must know. Your voice will be heard across the heart of this land. Your opinion is important, and I think you're just grand. It's Free for All Friday. Your calls are all welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. We deny very seldom. So get your coffee ready. It's the brew that is true. Let's get on with the show. This day is for you. It is Free for All Friday. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. Well, as a nation, once again, we're in mourning as another shooter takes revenge on those he believed done him wrong. He swore them to be his enemy, and he intended to kill. The fake news journalists again prove they are not journalists, but news people without the want for truth, immediately blaming the president for this attack. Our hearts go out to those who have lost loved ones, for those who are searching and mourning, living in shock and trying to figure out how to pick up the pieces and continue their lives without a loved one, without a friend, a father, a mother, a sister, a brother. The shooter's grievance went back to the year of 2012 after a column written by an Eric Hartley in 2011 in regards to the shooter's guilty plea to criminal harassment. The man has a long line of criminality, being a criminal, a hater to others. Now, who's calling for harassment now in the news? Yep, it's Mad Max. That's who's doing it against the president. This shooter's sick, deranged mind and heart was full of hate and had nothing to do with our current president. The Twitter storm of blame without facts has again, as I said earlier, proved that we the people are not getting news from our media, but opinions and what we call fake news, directed a man and his administration for whom they hate. It's our fault, America. And it's up to us to put an end to it. Stop watching the mainstream media. Let their advertisers know this is not acceptable in America, that we want truth in journalism. Unbiased truth. Just give us the facts on both sides and let us form our own opinions. We're smart enough to do that, aren't we? Another shooting. We go back to Las Vegas. And a video has been released showing the cops standing in a hallway, moving very slowly while the gunman took down a crowd from the hotel window. Why? Lives could have been spared, but they stood there, waiting. We may never know why. Fear, uncertainty, lack of training, it's all being investigated yet, and this has gone on way too long. So it is Free for All Friday. Trump will have a summit with Putin. I thought that's interesting. Rosenstein, goes before Congress yesterday, the last 2 days, actually. I wondered what you thought of that. Trey Gowdy, he makes a lot of noise once again. But will anybody be held accountable? Or will we the people keep paying the price in dollars, in cents, S-E-N-S-E, and liberty? From Missouri, we still have Claire McCaskill. God forbid Kennedy retire. She predicted this, you know. Yeah, she voted against Gorsuch. Claire is another socialist Democrat and obstructionist. She's from Missouri, And may I suggest a change? Because she's up for re-election. And we have some great alternatives. Christy Nichols, Tony Minetti, Cortland Sykes, and Peter Pfeiffer. Peter Pfeiffer. Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Well, I didn't realize we had the shooter going on until I got home last evening. I had some errands to run, some appointments to keep. And when I got home and the TV was turned on, I saw what was taking place. And it happened, I guess, in the late afternoon or early afternoon yesterday in Maryland. And it's sad. It really is sad. And we can't blame the guns. We can't blame the guns. We have to blame the shooter. He came ready to kill. Even, I don't know what they said he did, but he ruined his fingerprints, so it'd be harder to figure out who he was. He was ready to do some damage. But until I saw that, I thought this would be the top story with Rosenstein. But also the top story, since they all are trying to put the Russian collusion together, was Trump and Putin. They're going to hold their first official summit next month. It's going to happen July the 16th. That's the day before my birthday. July 16th. You know, this is really kind of big news, and I really thought that, that the media would have a storm on it, but we unfortunately had other distractions. But it says here in this article, and this is coming from, what is this coming from? The National Review, that President Trump and Russian leader Vladimir Putin will hold their first official summit on July 16th in the capital of Finland. Both governments announced simultaneously on Tuesday, which was a couple of days ago. President Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin of the Russian Federation will meet on July 16th in Finland. The two leaders will discuss relations between the United States and Russia and a range of national security issues. The summit is likely to stir up the controversy surrounding Trump's connections to Russia, which is what I thought we would be listening to yesterday, at a time when relations with the world power are regarded as the poorest since this Cold War. I don't know if it really is that bad, or we're just being made out to be that bad. I do think that Vladimir Putin probably wishes he had as much power as our media claims he has here in the U.S. However, there has been some collusions that have gone on, but it wasn't with President Donald Trump. And that's where I wonder if we will ever find out the truth of things. Will we ever find out the truth about our uranium being sold out, Uranium One? Will we ever find out the truth about that? That goes back to campaigning for President Clinton, Hillary Clinton. It goes back to her. And I would dare say that if we ever find out the truth of Uranium One, there will be names from both parties that sold America out. And I could name some names that I would suspect would be on there, but I won't, because that's just crazy. I don't have any clue other than a gut feeling. There are some Rhino Republicans that were involved in that. And I would say they were probably involved in the dossier because they don't want the president to change anything. They want it to all to stay the same. What would have happened if Hillary Clinton would have been elected? What do you think would have happened? Another question is, as a female, do you feel that you don't have rights? Is there anything you can't do because you're female? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It is free for all variety. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows, only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam, just didn't fit me. Then I tried my pillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is MyPillow because it fits me. MyPillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. MyPillow fits you. But there's more. MyPillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we are bringing America home. You know, we're doing the best we can, and I have some people that are on our side, and we need to give them some credit. We have Daniel Turner here with Power of the Future, and he's going to tell us what he's been up to this week to bring America home. We're going to just keep that one going. Daniel, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Beth Ann. How are you? Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to have you. What's been going on this week?
Well, you know, I thought this week I would talk to your listeners about what's going on with oil prices, because I've done a lot of interviews this week about that.
Okay.
And there is clearly concern, right? Everyone has to pump the gas and they realize prices are going up. And it's a really volatile time right now because of a couple of factors. And the reason why I want to explain this is because why we need to have our own domestic production here in America, and why we need to fight these environmentalists who are trying to stop oil production. So two huge factors. President Trump has passed large sanctions on Iran and anyone who was buying gas from that country. And that's being felt worldwide. So Iran usually pumps out about 4.5 million barrels a day, and it is starting to stockpile because President Trump has made it difficult for them to sell, which is good because we don't need to give the Iranians any more money. Second thing is Venezuela is down about 500,000 barrels a day because Venezuela has become a socialist haven, and socialists always bankrupt their countries, right? We've seen this across the arc of history.
We see that happening here.
Yeah, exactly. And why this last election was so important that we pushed back, right?
Absolutely.
So when you have these factors going at the same time. And there are even smaller ones. Libya has had some terrorism that has hurt their ability to export oil from their shore. Some ports were blown up recently. So when you have all of these situations happening, gas prices are starting to rise. And add to that, summer travel, gas prices normally rise. But I wanted your listeners to know that what's happening, as much as it can be painful at the pump, it is good that we are trying to choke our enemies. And the reason why I wanted to bring this up is because what I do, which is Power the Future, which fights for energy workers in rural America, is this makes my mission even more imperative that we push back on any of these environmental movements that are trying to stop domestic oil production. Because we need it. We need it for the world, but first of all, we need it for ourselves, and we need to keep prices low. And so anytime your viewers see Greenpeace, Sierra Club, Tom Steyer, George Soros, when they see these groups out trying to shut down oil fields, if they could let us know, powerthefuture.us, we want to take a battle back to them because we have to keep our domestic production up.
You know, there's been a lot of talk here in the last week and week and a half about the steel, and I wanted to ask you about that, over the steel tariffs. And, you know, they're making more steel here now. And, you know, I'm not the one buying the steel, making the big, you know, making the motorcycles or making the big buildings, building the big buildings. But it would seem to me that the steel made here in the United States will be of better quality. But also the money, even if you're paying more for it, it stays here. It doesn't go somewhere else. And I wanted to get your opinion on that because it takes energy to make steel. And steel makes energy. It goes back and forth there.
It takes a lot of energy to make steel, and it takes a lot of steel to drill for energy. So they are a symbiotic relationship. Yeah. You know, President Trump a lot during the campaign and even early on in his presidency talked about the importance of keeping these manufacturing jobs here for national security reasons.
Oh, yeah.
Like, God forbid we are ever in a terrible world war situation again. We need to be able to manufacture our own tanks, our own weapons, our own defense systems. And so exporting steel, it does have national security implications. And so there are a lot of people, not just steel workers in the Rust Belt, but there are a lot of people who applaud the fact that we are protecting our energy and also our steel and our manufacturing here in America. It is jobs first and foremost, right? It's jobs, it's families, it's dignity, it's providing for your family and building your community. But it also is keeping America safe. And that means not having dependence on foreign countries.
And we have been so dependent on the foreign countries, and it's been something that has been of deep concern, but it's also taken, you know, it takes a toll on the jobs here. And that's
absolutely
what I was kind of getting at. You know, we'll have the jobs here, so we're going to have the money here, and even though the steel might be higher right now, it should eventually come down, shouldn't it? If we're buying our own steel, I mean, shouldn't it eventually come down?
Yeah,
once the it's more available,
prices will definitely even out, and there's going to be an initial pinch, without a doubt. And we've even seen some of these other tariffs that the president has implemented, what countries have begun to balk, right? OPEC balked, first of all, going back to energy. When the president asked them or sort of demanded that they increase production, and they agreed to produce production by 1 million barrels a day. I can't imagine. I'm 43. I can't remember once in my lifetime that OPEC responded to a president of the United States' demands. That is the first time OPEC ever listened to anyone other than their own cartel. That's amazing.
You know, we're being told in the media that nobody likes our president. But I don't believe that's true. Do you believe that's true? I don't think that's true.
I don't believe it's true. And I know that they definitely have a healthy respect, and I would even say a little fear of the Lord of our president, because they know he's serious, right? And so when he throws out these tariffs and says, here's the way things are going to be, people are starting to flinch. Other companies are flinching. The EU is starting to flinch. Look at the concessions China has made recently. Now they're small, and they're starting, but it's the first time China has ever made concessions. So we are starting to see countries respond to an American leader. And right. Isn't it nice to have a leader again?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, and even with the North Korea summit and the meetings there and how things are progressing there, you know, that China had a little bit to do with it at first, and then they kind of backed off because it was kind of taking a little power away from China. over Korea, mm-hmm. over North Korea. And so we're still waiting to see how all that pans out. But right now it looks pretty good. But the energy, I mean, the president, I believe we're on a global stage. I am not a globalist. But I believe, like the president, we should take care of us first. I mean, that's like when you're at home with a house full of kiddos and you've got to feed them. You got a little extra, then you can take it to the neighbor.
Exactly.
You know, but you got to take care of home first. And the mom, you know, she has to take care of herself, or she's not going to be there to take care of everybody else when they're sick. And it's, you know, it's, you still have to take care of home first. And I think that's what President Donald Trump is talking about when he says, make America great again. You know,
exactly.
Put us on the world stage where we are number one, where we're taking care of ourselves first, and then we can deal with all these other things.
Exactly. And just in terms of oil, we use about 13 million barrels of oil a day in the United States, mm-hmm. and we're producing around 13 and a half to 14 a day. So it's the first time in America's history, first time since the early turn of the century with the Texas oil boom, it's the first time that we are an exporter of oil, which means we have the ability here to produce enough for ourselves first. Mm-hmm. And that has to be a top priority for this president, and thank God it is, and for every president who comes after him. And that's why my group exists, to push back on any of these green groups that say, nope, we're not going to produce oil, because we have to produce it.
Yeah, they are not putting America first. I was going to ask you, I know we're getting short on time here, but I was going to ask you, do you see us getting ready to up the drilling in Alaska and some of the other places that we have been banned from here in the United States with these green groups?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Alaska has untapped reserves in the billions of barrels. And not only that, we don't even know exactly how much reserves there are, because they haven't been able to do just seismology. They haven't been able to do any surveying. That's how many laws were stopping this from happening. And this is an area, maybe next week we'll go into more detail, but when people talk about the Alaska National Wildlife Reserve, ANWR is the acronym, when they realize how small the area is within ANWR, within Alaska, we're talking about a tiny little area of a few thousand acres where we're going to be drilling. And that can produce enough oil almost for the – they have enough oil there for the country alone, even without Texas and California and Oklahoma, just Alaska. So
I know.
We have these great blessings. God has blessed us as a nation. We have to take advantage of it. Otherwise, I think we're almost offending God, too.
You know, the United States is just rich with natural resources of all kinds. Mm-hmm. And we can be better stewards. There's no doubt about that. But I think we've come a long way, and I think we can go a lot farther. We can be self-sustaining and still be in the global markets. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I know you have to go. Thank you so much. Hey, 4th of July is coming up. Let's celebrate Independence Day. And I'll see you when you come back next Friday. And also, you'll be on the air again here pretty soon. So
pretty
for the
soon.
Full hour,
happy
we're going to talk some politics. Oh, well, we'll get going, won't we? Have a great weekend and have a wonderful 4th of July. And thank you so much,
Thanks,
Daniel, for
man.
All you do. PowerTheFuture.org. That's simple. PowerTheFuture.org. And look at some of his articles that he's written and some of the things, the news that he has there. PowerTheFuture.org. Thank you, Daniel, so much. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. It is free for all Friday at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Mr. Bruce from Illinois has been patient, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Hi, Patriots. The folks at MyPillow said, "Hey, Beth Ann, can you try out MyPillow?" Well, I already had done that, and they asked me what I thought. Well, I thought, it's wonderful. Uninterrupted sleep, no more folding a pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape, no more reshaping your pillow. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You can toss MyPillow into your washer and dryer. It's completely machine washable, and it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter the promo code BethAnn. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, the 4-pack special, enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. But be sure to use the promo code BethAnn.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with 2 or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm so excited on Fridays because I get to hear from you and we talk about things. And I love that. I'm going to get all choked up for no reason here. I love that CSC Talk Radio is truly the voice for the forgotten men and women. And that I give you every Friday. I've thought about taking it away. But I give you every Friday. And I just absolutely look forward to Fridays. Because I get to hear directly from you. And America gets to hear from you. My only disappointment is that I'm not bigger. The CSC Talk Radio is not bigger than the 20-some stations that we have. I would love to have you completely covered. We do a short wave, but just completely covered. Because I think it's so important to hear from you. We're going to go, that said, we're going to go to Bruce in Illinois. He's been very patient and waiting. Bruce, how are you doing today?
Hello, Beth. How are you?
I'm good, sir.
Hey, what I'd like to talk about today is the Supreme Court decision that came down Wednesday.
Yes.
And it doesn't seem to be getting any press with all of the other drama that's going on.
That's well put, drama.
But that case was actually an Illinois case. And Governor Rauner actually supported that case and was there in D.C. when the case came down. And the reason Governor Rauner was behind the case, it had to do with Michael Madigan, who's basically the mob boss here in Chicago that runs the Illinois General Assembly. In Illinois, the Democrats have been using the public sector union funds to fund their Democratic agenda.
Yes.
And Governor Rauner wanted to stop that because it gives an unfair advantage to the Democrats. Now, see, Tuesday you done a show and you talked, it was your Nasty Woman show, I believe.
Yeah.
And
I had two of those this week. I kind of was on a kick.
Well, okay. Well, you're not the Nasty Woman, but
thank
I know
you.
What you're talking about.
Okay.
But anyhow, what happens is, you know, you were talking about how we as Christians and conservatives need to get involved.
Yes.
Well, Beth, it's really hard to get involved when you're playing with a stacked deck.
Oh, I know that. I know that.
Governor Rauner, who many people deem are, you know, is weak on social issues, you know, he's not what I would call, he's not a conservative Republican governor. But yet Governor Rauner, in this decision, just defunded the Democrats in such a way that this hardcore leftist agenda for gun control and abortion and open borders, well, you know, all the liberal communist nonsense that we have to put up with, Governor Rauner just defunded that. And, you know, even the Chicago Tribune calls it a major Supreme Court victory for Governor Rauner.
Mm.
And they're not even, you know, touting the Mark Janus, who was the Illinois State employee that didn't want his union money being spent in political campaigns, you know, and to support all this crazy agenda that, well, face it, you know, a lot of good people out here, they're in unions. That's the way the jobs are set up, but yet they don't support this hardcore leftist agenda.
And, you know, that's true with teachers' unions as well.
Yes, it is. And now what's interesting is that Governor Rauner's opponent this year that's running for governor is J.B. Pritzker. And J.B. Pritzker, he's a billionaire. And J.B. Pritzker, he's literally a member of the Handgun Control Incorporated. He literally is their advisor. He funds them. He wants to ban all of our so-called assault weapons, which you and I know are both just semi-automatic firearms.
Yeah.
He wants to ban magazines. They're floating some silly notion about a $1 per round ammunition tax. They don't want us to be able to transfer firearms to family members without jumping through a bunch of hoops. They want to destroy and put all small gun dealers out of business.
Yeah.
And this list just goes on and on. J.B. Pritzker also wants to have a 20% income tax increase on Illinoisans on top of the 32% tax increase we just had last year. Now, the funny part is, Beth, J.B. Pritzker, the billionaire, has armed guards. J.B. Pritzker, the billionaire that wants to raise our taxes by 20%, has money offshore, so, you know, any tax increase OJB puts on us doesn't go on J.B. Now, how does this relate into the Janus decision? The Illinois State Pension or the Illinois State Union funds are funding J.B. Pritzker's hardcore leftist campaign against Governor Rauner.
Hmm.
And this is the issue. And see, a lot of people don't understand, you know, this decision just doesn't affect Illinois. It affects across the nation.
Oh, absolutely. You know something you bring up talking about a governor. How much power our governors have, and you know there always seems to be these governors that just want another step up the ladder to D.C., but really they have more power within the states if they would just do the right thing, and by that I mean follow the Constitution and do what's right for the sovereign state that they are governing. But you know, so we have these outside entities, these outside liberal groups, as well as the others, but the outside liberal groups that are always pushing their agenda through these businesses, through the unions. I was writing down as you were talking, I remember United Way. you know, whether it's a union business or a non-union business, they go into these businesses and they encourage once a year, that all the workers give X amount of dollars to the United Way out of their checks. I don't want to give to the United Way.
Yes, because the United Way supports a bunch of hardcore leftist agendas.
You bet they do.
Now, there's one thing, though, Beth, like in the state of Illinois, with all due respect to what you just said about the power of governors, in Illinois, unless you're a Democrat and a member of the Chicago Machine, there's very little. Actually, there's some issues that a Republican governor is limited on because of the power of the General Assembly with Michael Madigan and J.B. Pritzker.
Well, and then it goes back to the power of your local governing. That's why it's so important. We seem to, people in general seem to look over the locals, whether it's your county or your city or your state. We tend to jump to D.C.
Yeah, but, well, see, Beth, I just had this conversation locally with a member of our state representative's office. You know, in the state of Illinois, we need to be doing a better job as conservatives and Christians.
I agree.
Running,
all of us do.
For county boards, school boards, city council, for mayors. I don't even, you know, we need to be running at the local level. And then at the same time, we need to be more informed. And we need to be running, you know, for the Illinois General Assembly and the House and the Senate. And, you know, that's the best way to defeat them. But, you know, the problem before is if you wanted to run, say, in the state of Illinois as a state representative,
takes a lot of bucks.
You had to go up against Michael Madigan and J.B. Pritzker and their big union.
Well, I'm going to have to let you go because we're running out of time here in the segment. I've got callers holding, but I'm going to let you know, too, that, you know, the Democrat Party and the Republican Party, they pick their picks. And those are the only ones they support. And it just infuriates me. They're doing that now here in the state of Missouri when we have several people on the Republican ticket running for senator, which would hopefully finally get rid of Claire McCaskill. And they're not supporting any of them except their choice. And their choice is not my choice. And I'm going to have to let you go. I've got some other people holding. Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate
you,
so much for bringing that back and letting us know what's going on with that. We're going to quickly go to Joe, and I know I'm going to have to cut him short, but we're going to go to Joe. And, Joe, how are you doing?
Yeah, from Arkansas. I'm doing fine. How are you, Beth?
I'm doing good.
Okay. Well, what I want to talk about was why low prices are not really the key to prosperity. You know, we all love to get a bargain. You know, we're all greedy to get a low price and everything. And the way that the globalists, the propaganda that the globalists are using to scare people against the terrorists that Trump wants is that they're going to raise prices, which they do. But, you know, we can see if we just use a little reason, if we just reason a little bit instead of thinking completely with our greed, we can see that low prices are not the key to prosperity, like we all know about countries like Mexico.
You know, I want you to hold on to that because we are headed into a break, and I apologize, but I do want to talk about that a little bit because I think we can see how this cheap junk, it ain't cheap no more, and it is junk. And so I want to talk about that a little bit when we come back from this break. And we lost William from Delaware. If you could give us a call back, we still want to get you on the air. 877-895-5410. I'm talking so fast. 877-895-5410. And we will all, America, be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America's says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance. President Lincoln said, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. What's he talking about? Our Constitution. We're so excited to offer you a brand new board game, The Constitution Quest. It's a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government, as well as brush up on your own knowledge of our Constitution. The Constitution Quest board game is a perfect learning tool, educational and entertaining, for family fun, a homeschooling tool, or a gift to a classroom. 2 to 4 players or team up. The Constitution Quest game is a handsome board game, and it includes a copy of the U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. We have these games available now for $49.95. $49.95 is an investment in this country's future. There's no pass and go. There's no collecting $200. But there is lots of fun and learning as you go. Order today. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online. www.csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC. I like the music in the breaks. I usually sing along or hum along, and I like the music. We're going to go back to the phone lines. We're going to go back to Joe and let him finish what he was going to tell us. Joe, I agree with you 100%, but let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it's one of these fundamentals of economics that we ought to talk about more, you know, just to keep things straight in our heads. I was talking about countries like India and China, where things are cheaper than they are in the United States. And so if cheap prices were the key to prosperity, we would expect those countries to be more prosperous than the United States. But instead, you know, there's so much more poverty there than here, and a lot of people from those countries like to come to the United States, where in spite of the fact that prices are a lot higher, there's more prosperity and more opportunity and more ability for them to prosper. And so we can see that the key to prosperity is not low prices, but, you know, there's two keys to prosperity. One is there's got to be a lot of production of stuff. You know, there has to be a lot of stuff on the market to buy. Otherwise, you know, you can't possibly be prosperous. And now the other thing is that the people that produce this stuff have to make enough money from what they do so that they can buy from other people. And so the real key to prosperity is balanced prices, you know, not low prices, not exorbitant prices, but a certain balanced pricing, you know, so that everybody that's contributing something worthwhile to the economy, working and producing something worthwhile and putting it on the market, they can get enough, they can earn enough money from what they do so they can buy from other people too. And so it's that kind of balanced pricing that gives prosperity and not low prices.
Let me ask, since I'm not an economist, let me ask a question.
I'm not an economist either, but
Yeah, but you think a little deeper than I do. You think a little deeper than I do sometimes. But what is it when we're talking about the stuff is cheaper to buy over there? Their wages are also less. So how would that compare, even though the prices are higher here? How does that compare? But our wages are higher here. I'd say their wages aren't even as high as our minimum wage here in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Do you know how that comparison percentage-wise might pan out?
I don't know the percentage of numbers, but obviously, the best problem there is that the people don't earn enough money from what they do. You know, even if what we hear about in countries like that in the poor countries is that people work and work and work all the time. You know, but if they're farming or whatever they're doing, or if they're making some kind of craft or whatever it is they're doing, and when they bring it to the market, they get such a low price for it that they can't buy much of anything else themselves. And so but in America, you know, there has been certain ways that wages have been kept up. You know, like this famous story about Henry Ford, back when he got into producing cars. You know, the average wage at the time was 25 cents an hour. That was what people got for that kind of work. And Henry Ford wanted all the people that worked for him to buy a car. And so he looked at the situation, did some calculating and everything like this, and said, well, if the working man's going to be able to buy a car, he's got to get 50 cents an hour. So he started paying his employees 50 cents an hour so that they could buy a car. And then a lot of other industrialists had to raise their wages too, or otherwise everybody would go work for Henry Ford. And that helped a lot to create a well-paid middle class. You know, factory workers and productive people and so on like this, they could afford to buy a lot of stuff, and that helped create the big middle class and American prosperity of the 20th century.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I've heard that so many times about Henry Ford, that, you know, he wanted his people to be able to afford his product, so he paid them enough that they could afford to buy, you know, what kind of advertising is that? You know, they're all driving around in a Ford, you know, and that's kind of like any other. We recently had to go shopping for a car, and, you know, if they're driving their own car, you know, they believe in it.
If Henry Ford had been a free trader, what he would have done is he would have said, well, I'll pay these Americans the least I possibly can to produce these cars, and then I'll look in Europe and, you know, China or anywhere else I can find, you know, aristocrats and rich people that can afford to buy my cars. That's what Henry Ford would have done if he was a free trader. But instead, he was kind of a populist nationalist, you know, sort of American-spirited kind of guy, and he wanted his American workers to be able to buy a car. So that's what he did.
And we have seen so much of that in our distant past, but now in the future, and now we have people that, well, I can get this cheaper over there, and we can't even get it here anymore. In some cases, whether we're talking about the product or we're talking about the pieces for the product to make it, so it may be assembled in America, but it was made somewhere else. And I believe you're absolutely right, and I think the president is right. It's a matter of national security as well as our finances, you know, as far as our own economic health here in the United States. Appreciate the call. I always appreciate your thoughts, Joe. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Beth. Bye.
And I hope all of you have a great weekend. We are heading into a weekend, and I was telling Daniel, have a great, wonderful Wednesday. It is July 4th. We will have a special show on July 4th. I have it all planned out, and we will take care of you. I actually have some family coming in, and we're going to have a good time. I think somebody's talking about having a water war in my backyard. I hope it's not. I don't end up with a bunch of mud again. I did one time when they did that. And we're talking about the adults as well as the children. I have an article here that kind of goes back to the Civil War article that I read earlier this week. And I did finally get that up on the blog. I'm a little bit slow, but I do get things done eventually, and sometimes you might have to prompt me and remind me. But I did get it up on the blog if you go to the website. And I actually I'm going to try to put my monologues, when I think they're appropriate, to put them up on the blog. And they will be in a rough draft as I read them here. Probably have a few typos and everything else in them. But this is coming from the Daily Signal, and I will have it posted on Facebook. America divided against itself again. And it goes back and remembers what we were during the Civil War and talks about even people in Congress whopping one another around. I don't want to see that. But what I see as a problem today is that there is no compromise. the Democrats and the liberal left are socialists. You can't be a socialist and be a part of a republic. They don't go hand in hand. We are going to, we're working on it. We haven't got it done yet. We're working on putting the show on video on YouTube. And it's a little bit out of Beth's comfort zone, but we're going to work on it and try to get that done. And I want your opinion on that. Could be good, could be bad. I don't know. You sit here and watch me drink my coffee and go through papers and everything else. I'm pretty downright simple. And, you know, it is your show. It really is your show. And I can't stress that enough. I know many of you have been helping. You've been sending money and you've been helping me to make it through. It's still very, very tough. We just can't seem to get enough in to pay the bills on a monthly basis and then also save it up for the new equipment that we need. But what I want to explain to you is that I need you to support those advertisers that I currently have, Melody Cedarstrom. Power of the Future has partnered with us. Look at their website. You can go to my website and click on theirs and go right to them. And MyPillow. It's a great product. It's made in the USA. And Mike is going to be on with us. We just haven't got any, we haven't been able to coordinate that. But we're going to get her done. And I promise. Mike will absolutely love you. And you will love Mike. It's so important that we come together, and I want you to have a great weekend, but think about what Wednesday means to you, and let's all bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.